Another New England Patriots season in the books. Let the questions begin. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. And they have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/lockedon. Patriots fans, thank you for taking time out of your Monday morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you happen to be consuming Locked On Patriots today to spend time here and part of your Patriots coverage with us. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. So reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, the season is through for your New England Patriots. And it's going to be a hashtag Monster Mad Monday. Definitely not a victory Monday. It's a melancholy Monday here on Locked On Patriots. Joining us today is columnist extraordinaire from E2GSports.com, the legendary Connor Murphy Fisto himself. Thomas Murphy going to hop in here in just a moment. Murph, with their postseason hopes hinging largely on a Week 18 victory, New England Patriots put forth a gallant effort in their season finale, but ultimately miscues in special teams coverage, overwhelming emotional just toll of celebrating the perseverance of injured Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, just too much for the Patriots to handle. As a result, the Patriots fall 35-23 in Western New York, finishing the season with a record of 8-9 on the outside of the AFC playoff window for the second time in 3 years. Murph, this was a tough one from the get-go. All week long, everybody caught up in the emotion of DeMar Hamlin. Right. Tremendous, tremendous story. He continues to get better. No question about it. That is ultimately the great news all across the board here.
Right.
Logistically, for the New England Patriots, though, this was going to be a tough matchup regardless of the emotional toll this one was going to take on both teams. So we always like to end on a high note, my friend. Let's talk about the lowlights first, and there were a few of them here. What went wrong for the Patriots? Why are they heading home instead of to the playoffs?
You know, honestly, Michael, I'm a little dumbfounded at the performance that happened today by the Patriots. I have never seen so many of my keys that have been cut turned in the first half of a football game and completely, you know, removed from the ignition and tossed out the passenger side window in the second. It started out with a, you know, we've got to start with special teams. They were just awful. You know, you can put everybody on this list on special teams except for Mr. Slater. Put, you know, poor tackling. Angles were terrible. That's exactly what allowed Nyheim Hines to run back not one but two kickoffs for touchdowns today, including 101 on the yards on the second one. Special teams coach, coordinator, hanger on Cam Accord, it needs to walk home from Buffalo today.
Yeah, I mean, in the interest of being diplomatic, let's just say New England is in great need of improvement and the game's third phase. there were a lot of problems with special teams this year. And yes, they did rear their ugly head in the worst possible moment.
Yep.
When you allow a 96-yard kickoff return for a touchdown to kick off the game 14 seconds in the game,
you know,
you're already down 7-0. Give the Patriots credit. I mean, I think they hung in there very well. That could have gotten out of hand very, yep, very quickly. This was a highly charged, yep, emotional crowd, rightfully so. Everybody into it. And, you know, it just, it takes the air right out of your sails,
right,
if you're the New England Patriots. But then you allow another one, 101 yards, the full, right, length of a football field, and then some. That's unacceptable. It really is unacceptable. Punting was poor this year. Coverage, yep, was poor on both units. Save for Nick Folk, you know, I think having a very good year.
Right.
Yeah, there were a few misses here and there, but I still, you know, consider Nick having a good year.
You know, really, I went to high school with Nick Folk. You know, what do you want? You know, what do you want from the poor guy? You know, another problem that nobody is talking about is the fact that there was nobody on this roster today that could boom a kick out of the end zone, out through the end zone.
Yeah.
Okay, they ended up trying to squib kick one at the end of the game, and it just didn't work. It ended up going out of bounds. It was awful. You know, this Bills team and Josh Allen don't need the help. And the special teams unit just gave them the help that, you know, was not needed.
Yeah. 14 points on the board through basically two impressive runs by Hines. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He was impressive,
but
it makes it a lot easier when your team is not able to block the way they're supposed to make these stops.
It really does. And, you know, there's no hang time. There's no way to get down the field to get to those blocks. They were already out of position by the time they were there. And it was just ungodly. And when you look at the final score of this football game, you can point directly to those two kicks as to why this team didn't win. Now, I can't say for certain that the Bills wouldn't have scored anyway if they had been, you know, started from the 25-yard line or the 20-yard line or even the 3. But I know for certain that this game would have turned out much differently if somebody had been able to get that young man down onto the ground.
Yeah, no question about it. And unfortunately, it just dug the Patriots into a hole that I don't think they were able to come out of. And we are going to get to the positives today, folks. And believe me, there actually are quite a few to talk about. You know, maybe a little bit rose-colored glasses, but we're going to try to do that here on Locked On Patriots today to bring things through and into perspective. But going to be a little bit of a tale of two Macs today. I thought Mac was masterful in the first half without any question. But second half showing, I'm not going to call it a disaster because it certainly wasn't that by any stretch of the imagination. But when you throw a pair of late-game interceptions, you're going to come under the microscope. You're going to be scrutinized. I thought the throw to Henry, 3rd and 19 from the Buffalo 22, I thought that was just beyond his reach. I thought that was an ill-advised pass. I didn't agree with that one. I put that one on Mac. Matt Milano able to be in the position to be able to pick it off. The second one against that he tried to look for the check down on Damian Harris, that was deflected. I don't put that so much on Mac's shoulders, but bottom line, I mean, that's not the way you want to end your season.
No.
Patriots have to clean this up, Murph.
Three picks. You just can't do it. You can't do it. It's why it's there every week. It's why it's in the weeklies. You have to win the turnover battle. And the Bills handed it to you. They literally handed it to you. You know, the defense played fantastic. But once again, you know, Allen, who believes his press like absolutely nobody else on the planet, ended up screwing up. He did. And Devin McCourty had we'll get to it later. But you just can't, you can't turn the ball over like that. You can't give these guys extra shots. And they did. They did.
It's true. No, you're absolutely right. And you did not have to hold yourself back when it comes to Devin McCourty. There are three guys on this pod that you do not have to hold yourself back from when talking about or singing their praises. One no longer plays here. He's playing quarterback down in South Florida or mid-Florida or wherever you want to call it. Brandon Bolden. Now, Brandon Bolden is definitely on there. He's at another level, Murph. He's on deity level as far as I'm concerned and you're concerned. But two of those gentlemen may have taken their final snaps in the NFL today. I don't want to talk about that. Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater, sing their praises every day of the week, twice on Sunday. You'll never get an argument from me. But folks, like we said, there are some silver linings. We're going to continue to talk about those in just a moment when we break down the Patriots 35-23 loss to the Buffalo Bills, ending their season at 8-9 outside of the playoff window looking in. But again, we're going to try to bring some positivity back to that when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, winter mornings, I don't know about you, but for me, they're brutal. So here's my tip for tackling the day in comfort. Grab new Tommy John loungewear and take cozy wherever you go. When you start the new year in Tommy John, you are that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John loungewear includes pajamas, underwear, dozens of comfort innovations, luxuriously soft tri-blend and micromodal fabrics with four-way stretch and no lint balls, no fuzz, just the great product that they put out. You're going to love it. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, people love Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. So it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. See site for details. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online. Folks, we live in complex times, and whether it be emotional stress, financial stress, health-related stress, or social anxiety that brings on that stress, trying therapy can help you unload that stress and move forward in gaining emotional healing. Unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual, so when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. Everyone deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. As the world's largest therapy service, they've matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist, and if things aren't clicking, you can easily move or switch to a new therapist anytime. That's right, folks, it couldn't be simpler. So get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lockedon. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com breaking down the season finale for the New England Patriots, falling to the Buffalo Bills 35-23 at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. Murph, the Patriots season obviously has been a tale of two, I don't really even know how to put it right now in terms of a tale of two halves, a tale of two types of teams. Really, I think everything, coming together. And ultimately, it was an emotional day with the situation with DeMar Hamlin, both teams feeling the emotions right from the get-go. But ultimately, there was still a game to be played on the field, and the Patriots just did not do enough to be able to pull this one out. But there were some highlights for the New England Patriots on the field. Not everything was a negative. And I'll leave it to you, my friend. When you look back on this game, what are some of the positive takeaways that the Patriots can hang their hat on going into 2023, saying, yeah, we did that pretty well in our season finale despite the loss?
Well, we're not sure what's going to happen in 2023 with Devin McCourty and his career. He might have played his last game, but this was his last game to play, and I'm sure he would trade his fantastic play today for a W and a trip to the playoffs. He was amazing. He had two takeaways, an easy interception that was gifted to him by the pressure that was generated up front by Christian Barmore and the guys. It was just a fantastic day for him personally, but professionally it certainly wasn't. And, let's get to Matthew Judon, who was, just everywhere today. He finished with a quarterback hit. He had three total tackles. His pressure off the edge was a huge factor in McCourty's interception that we were just talking about. he entered Sunday, I think, third or fourth in the league in sacks. He's had a fantastic year, and we know that he'll be back next year. And, you know, we can't I can't talk well enough about Christian Barmore and what he brings to this Patriots defense. What he's been able to do since he came back from injury just gives you pause as to thinking what he would have done all year. Because the beginning of the year, folks, you don't know. He played hurt until he went out. Almost from the get-go, almost from camp, this man was hurt. But he made life really difficult for Josh Allen up the middle. I forget who got the sack. Equale? The reason he was able to grab that sack was because two guys were holding Christian Barmore. That's why he got to that spot. I'm sorry, I blanked on the name, but it was fantastic. It really was. What the defense was able to do today was everything that you, I, or Gerard Mayo had wanted him to do. And you know, that's another downer for the day. I think we might have seen Gerard Mayo's last game coaching on the sidelines of the New England Patriots, because somebody's going to come calling.
Yeah, you have to think that someone is going to come calling. He's been close before, interviewed with teams like the Raiders, the Broncos, the Texans, but there is someone that's going to ring this guy and grab him in terms of what he's able to do, not just X's and O's, but the ability he has of being able to just keep his team, teammates, everything, just the players that play for him love to play for Gerard Mayo, and that is going to be a big loss for the New England Patriots, but definitely a positive when it comes to what they had this season, and a lot to build on with a very good pass rush for the New England Patriots, led by Matthew Judon, Josh Uche in there as well. Christian Barmore setting the pace, like you said. How many times have we said on these airwaves, if Barmore is occupying two linemen, that frees up the pass rush to do so much. Yep. And you saw that in the interception and the sacks that we were able to get on Allen. You know, definitely a good move for the Patriots there.
At times the Patriots were short. Pardon me. Showing cover zero in this game and then fell all the way back into cover three. They did. They had the Bills' offensive weapons, some of the best weapons in the NFL, wondering what the heck to do, because, you know, what these guys are able to do up front. And it allows Bill to, or Gerard, the freedom to drop those guys back into coverage. What Matthew Judon has done over the past four or five games, and this is all since Christian Barmore has been back on the field, is be able to drop into coverage and allow other people to get home. And he has been fantastic. He's truly been fantastic in coverage. Now, people are going to say that once again, that his pressures dropped off, his sacks dropped off from what he did earlier in the year before the bye. This was all scheme. It was not, if you had let Judon just pin his ears back and go at it, there would have been more. And unfortunately, when he was able to do that, this man was held on every single snap of every single down of every single game this year.
Yeah, without any question. And they were able to get through things like that. Just really gives you a testament to how well conditioned these guys are, how well prepared they are, and the skill level that they bring to the table. So without question, Patriots pass rush, definitely a positive that you can hang your hat on. I also want to take a moment to give some love to a guy that doesn't get a whole lot of press. You don't see him in a whole lot of post-game highlights, a whole lot of post-game press conference highlights, but Juwan Bentley, just, I think, one of the better, more complete seasons of any player at his position. Seven total tackles today. Finished the year with 122. Folks, he becomes the 13th New England Patriot player to reach at least 120 total tackles in a season. First Patriots player to do so since Gerard Mayo did it with 147 in 2012. So he's a team captain for a reason, folks. Want to give a little love to Bentley. You don't hear his name a lot, again, in a lot of the highlight reels, but it doesn't mean he's not everywhere. He's always everywhere on the field, and I thought he had a very good season. So tip of the cap to Juwan Bentley. I also want to give a tip of the cap on the offensive side of the ball, my friend, to Ramondre, who I thought, once again, looked fantastic. I know there were some snafus toward the end of the season, and he will work on that. Keep in mind, folks, this is a second-year running back, but 1,000-yard rushing mark, he makes it. Needed 14 coming into this game to do it. Gets it on an 18-yard run in the second quarter. First 1,000-yard rusher for the New England Patriots, as LeGarrette Blunt did it in 2016. So, he also finished
yards a carry today.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it was on the season. It was fantastic. They had 107 yards against a pretty good defense up front. Ramondre was just, you know, he was everything that you would expect and more, especially with the workload that he had to put on his shoulders with Damian Harris out as often as he was.
Yeah, absolutely, without any question. And also, you want to give a little love to Stevenson being a dual threat.
Yep.
Led the team, 69 receptions, fourth most by a running back in team history. So this guy definitely can do it in dual threat capabilities and dual threat situations. The New England Patriots have their feature back next year without any question. Oh, and that's in no way any disrespect to Damian Harris, who post game, when he spoke to the media, said he'd love to be back next year. I don't know how possible that's going to be. That's going to be up to the New England Patriots and Damian. But I thought he showed me something in the second half of the season when he started to get healthy a little bit. There are a lot of different circumstances there, but this is a guy that can be a solid contributor, whether it's here or in New England. You still think he has a good future ahead of him as well.
Yeah,
and just a great guy to be around.
Without a doubt. And there are some other things to look forward to. You know, not just Ramondre next year, but Devonta Parker will be back. Kendrick Bourne hopefully will be back. Hunter Henry had a nice game today. You have to wonder how good Devonta Parker could be if he could just stay healthy. This was the knock on him coming in when the Patriots traded for him. But he had a great game today, 2 touchdowns, 79 yards. Jacoby Myers, hopefully he will be back next year. And Tyquan Thornton, hopefully, you know, he's utilized a bit more and a bit better. I thought at the beginning of the game when we saw him running those slants, we talked about it last week, moving him around in the alignment more often, almost using him like a stretched out Danny Amendola. And, you know, I thought I was going to get that today, but I didn't. I can't even truly get down on Matt Patricia today. I thought Matt had a very good game plan coming out. It's just, it was one thing after another, game after another, where this team just could not put four quarters of football together in all three phases. One phase would let the other two down. And they're just not talented enough. When you don't have a man like Tom Brady under center, you can't overcome these kind of mistakes that happen time and time again, whether it was on the offensive line, whether it was on special teams, whether it was on play calling. It never came together for this team. At the beginning of the year, I looked at this group and I thought it was going to be a 10-7 team, maybe an 11-6 team, and they end up finishing under 500 and out of the playoffs.
Unfortunately, a lot of Patriots fans disappointed. Some are taking this a little bit more reasonable than others, but folks, the season is in the books, and now that means we are on to 2023 here on Locked On Patriots. Where do we go from here? Well, Murph and I are going to get a jump start on that question that we're going to be talking about all off season long. So don't go anywhere, folks. When this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast concludes, Murph and I will be talking about the next steps for your New England Patriots. But first, Murph, I continue to be geeked out by our new partner and sponsor here of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? As the second half was unfolding of today's game, folks, I guarantee you a lot of you are out there doing that. Well, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. Manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory You're responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, trading players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and all the ups and downs of a season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline as well, so you can play on the go as you want to, when you want to. And Locked On Patriots listeners, listen up. You get a 100% free boost to your franchise when using the promo code Locked On. That's all caps, and you can find that in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com, Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, the Count of Murphy Fisto himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, breaking down the Patriots' season-ending loss to the Buffalo Bills, 35-23 at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. Murph, a tumultuous week without any question. The games are in the books. One thing that will definitely continue, our best wishes, our thoughts, our prayers, everything that that we've been talking about all week long will not lessen, folks, for one second. We continue to think of the recovery of DeMar Hamlin and wish him the very best. All the positive information that's coming from his camp is certainly bringing a smile to all of our faces here in Patriots Nation. So if you are a part of Bills Mafia listening to this show today, definitely consider our support unwavering and continuing for the duration on that without any question. But we do turn our attention to the New England Patriots, Murph, and at 8-9, the Pats wrap up the season. A lot of questions are going to be abound this offseason. I said it to open the show today. Murph, in your infinite wisdom, your expert, professional opinion, where do we go from here?
Alabama.
Well said.
We're on to Alabama.
Said. Yeah.
You know, well said. Back the Brinks truck up. Please come home. Bill O'Brien, please come home. We've missed you all night long. You know, it's that's where this has to start. Yeah. Give O'Brien the keys to the city and allow him to run this offense and straighten Mac Jones out. Mac Jones, this poor kid, had worked his ass off the entire off season and then had the rug pulled out from under him when he got back, saying, you know, you're not good enough to do what we need you to do, so we're going to have to change the scheme and go it this way. He was good enough to do what they needed to do. He's shown it on many occasions. He showed it last year. He showed it today.
Absolutely. Okay,
even with the three, he showed it today. He needs an offensive coordinator and a quarterback's coach, and O'Brien's the guy to do it. I'm not sure what they are going to do at other positions. But there needs to be a revamping of this coaching staff before we think about anything else.
Yeah, without question. So well said. And Bill Belichick needs to get his banjo and he needs to start playing Bill O'Brien, Won't You Please Come Home? Not Bill Bailey, Bill O'Brien.
Not Bill O'Brien.
Sub that in. Yep. Google it, folks. YouTube it if you want to. Really good folk song, bold folk song. Yep. But, those of you out there that get that will understand that reference. Those of you that don't, you probably don't want to. But bottom line, they really do need it. Yeah.
The coaching staff was in over their heads. They were spread too thin. Yeah. They need an offensive line coach because it's not the same. It's not the same when you flip over.
No, it's not.
I know I'm going to upset a few people that know a great deal more about this game of football than I do, professionals that have played it. You're talking to a guy who played in high school. You know, that's it. And I've coached. And that's about, as far as I go. But I don't think that this club is in his bag. They honestly need a offensive coordinator, a quarterback's coach, and an offensive line coach. And most of the problems this year can be traced to that.
Yeah, without question. I agree with what you said on Mac, and I think that a lot of people are going to be looking at him and looking at the interceptions, especially late game, and you're going to hear chatter about moving on, making a quarterback switch in the offseason. No. Folks, I think that's a futile enterprise. I think it's ridiculous, and
look,
I don't
at all
think
the
it really
teams
has...
that have chased quarterbacks throughout the years instead of getting them the help they need. Yep. They need to go out and they need to find a number one corner so that they can play Bill Belichick's style of defense, which is man defense, not what they're doing now. These Smurfs are fantastic. I love them, but they can't do it. He needs a number one quarter, whether it's in free agency. I haven't looked at the lists yet, or in the draft. I love the kid from Georgia. I can't think of his freaking name off off the top of my head. Keely Ringo. That's it. I love him. He might be there in the first round for them, but they also need tackle help. There's a tackle at Georgia. There's a tackle at Northwestern that I really like that they could bring in with first round picks. Unfortunately, they didn't get the first round pick that Miami had to forfeit, you know, for tampering, which should have happened. It should have gone to the Patriots, and it didn't happen. And if it happened to any other team, it would have. And Bill's got his work cut out for him, both in free agency and in the draft. There are holes to fill. First, he's got to figure out who he's going to bring back. I would bring back Jacoby Myers on a team-friendly deal, for lack of a better word. I think somebody's probably going to pay him more than Bill will be able to. I'm not sure. We'll probably have Miguel Benzan on this show and my show over the next couple of weeks telling us exactly how much money Bill has to spend and where he can spend it best.
Yeah, folks, for all of you Miguel fans out there, and I know you are, I had the privilege of going back and forth with him a little bit today.
Did you?
yeah, Miguel is definitely chomping at the bit to set the record straight, folks. So stay tuned for that, because there will be a lot of financial analysis and breakdown from the truly best in the business. And just selfishly, I just love talking to Miguel. Whenever I get the opportunity to do so, it just makes you smile, makes you happy. Just that's exactly what it is.
When he laughs, you can't help but be happy. Oh, my God.
It really is. Really is the best laugh in the business, the most infectious laugh in the business, without any question. But agreed with you on all parts. Boundary corner, a huge need for this team. Tackle, a huge need for this team. Quarterback is not a huge need for this team, folks. Max showed, I think, in the first half today, what type of quarterback he's capable of being when he's playing from a position of strength. And yeah, there are measures that he needs to take in order to improve. By no means am I saying he had a perfect season and that everything else around him was the reason for his regression in year two. He's got to shoulder a good portion of the blame for that, but there are more positives than negatives when it comes to his style of play and how he can lead this team with a proper offensive coordinator. And again, I don't want to take too much away from Matt Patricia, because I thought he called a decent game today. I thought the game plan was relatively solid, but just too many mistakes, like you said today, Murph. And, you know, when you look at the opportunities that the Patriots left on the board, it's a tough one. It's a bitter pill to swallow without any question, but there are some positives to build on. So we will continue to talk about all of the positives, all of the negatives, and all the moves that the Patriots should make right up to the date where they start making them. There's draft, there's free agency, there is so much to digest, and we're going to continue here on Locked On Patriots to bring it to you each and every day. If you think the end of the regular season brings an end to our coverage here, no, not even close.
We got mock draft Monday coming.
Absolutely. We are just getting warmed up, as Colonel Slade would say. So on that note, my good friend, thank you so much for coming along on this ride with me all throughout the 2022 season. Locked On Murph Monday is going nowhere, folks. Might not be a victory Monday for a while, but Locked On Murph Monday is going nowhere. So on behalf of my good friend, Thomas Murphy, I am Mike DeBate. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. And we hope that you'll continue to do so even in the end of the regular season, because again, folks, we're just getting started and a lot of exciting stuff to come here on the pod. In the meantime, please make sure to download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, and smash that subscribe button to YouTube. Now that you've made us your first listen, please make your second listen our good friends over at Locked On Sports Today. All the sports takes you need, all the major sports, can't ask for more than that. Definitely download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Sports Today wherever you get your podcasts, notably on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. For the legendary Count of Murphy Fisto, the Green King of Sting, the Monster Master of Disaster, the great Thomas Murphy, I'm Mike DeBate. Stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.
Deuce Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn. You want good grades? Draft Deuce Vaughn.